Would you please join me in a spirit of prayer? Dear God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable unto you, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. So the story from Matthew is a bit stunning, and it's a Christmas story, which we're reading in Advent. But the most remarkable thing about it is that Joseph is one of those characters who can be deemed a spare. We don't know much about Joseph. Matthew tells us that he was righteous. We don't know that he was old, though that's been tradition. We don't know what he looked like. We don't know what he sounded like. We don't know whether he's athletic. We don't know whether he liked sports. We don't know whether he liked to go down to the local pub and argue about royal politics. We know nothing about him. And one could think that Joseph might be put out about this because he seems to come onto the stage for a moment. He gets a big shock, surprise, and then he leaves. But what can we say about Joseph? So I titled today's message, Spare, and I'm going to refer a little bit to Harry's book, which is coming out shortly. But I also could have called it Donut, because I was thinking about spare tires in our cars. And I don't know about you, but I hope you've all got donuts in the rear of your cars. And in our car, it's really hidden well away. You can't see it. And if you didn't know where it was through the manual or the salesman when you bought the car, you wouldn't be able to find it in an accident. But the donut is there. And no one wants to drive a long distance on a donut. But if you need to get to a garage, they're really, really helpful. And so a spare isn't just a leftover. It can be a critical component of your vehicle. I really don't know what it's like to live in a family that is governed by hereditary rules pertaining to a monarchy. No experience with that. I don't think anybody here has that. I can't tell you whether Harry's fit of pique is justified or not. I don't know what's motivating him right now, but what I can tell you is there's some serious sibling rivalry going on. And as Harry tells it, he's had falling out with his father and his brother, and despite the fact that he seems to be happily married and he's got TV deals right now, he seems to feel like he is the spare. He's only important because he was the spare in case the heir to the throne, his first child, died. Well, guess what? In that system, that is why Harry was important. Now, I don't dismiss the importance of his service in the British Army. I don't dismiss the value of his work with the Invictus Games. But sometimes we can let ourselves be defined too much by the roles we're assigned. And Joseph looks like he's been assigned a bum role here. He's been told that he needs to be husband to this woman who's going to have some other entity's child. And the remarkable thing is Joseph went through with this. And though the Gospels don't talk much about it, Joseph was important. Joseph, as a father, played a significant role in Jesus' life. Now, I don't know whether he liked to throw a ball around with Jesus. I don't know whether he liked to take him to walks or to do other dad-son things with him. But he was important. Nothing was written about it. Nothing is told about it. But I think the omission of anything about this is something we need to focus on, because Scripture is teaching us a lesson. And the short version is, we all matter. Mary was a critical figure in Jesus' life. There is no doubting that. And the church, not just our church, but the church universal, has lifted her up throughout the ages, and she's been canonized, she's been talked about as a sacred being. And to all of you who are mothers, thank you. You know, I know I had that experience with my mother, but Joseph got no play in Scripture, but he mattered. God cared about him. And I'm sure there are times when we can all feel like leftovers or spares, but we matter. God cares about us. And I could preach on this every single week and say over and over and over again to you. And I suspect there might be a person here who thinks, no, that's not true. I don't count. I don't matter. God cares about you. You do matter. And during this season of Christmas, when we should be looking to one another, we can be distracted by TV movies and Hallmark cards and things we're supposed to do. Not everybody has a perfect home life. Not everybody has a warm, comfortable home to go to. Not everybody's going to have a TV movie Christmas. All of these things going wrong in our lives are bad, and we can complain about them, and we in the wider community can work to help overcome those. God is not going to come and fix every single problem we have. That doesn't mean that God is not all-powerful. That does not mean that God does not care about us. That does mean that God has given us work to do. And if you go back to the parlor in the church, you'll see there are bags and bags of presents still to be distributed by Listen. And they're doing God's work in the community. They may be a secular organization, but that caring for our neighbors is something we're all called to do. So, what does it mean to be a spare? Well, in God's world, there are no spares. We're all primary actors. Think about that. If you think about how you look at things, and this is true for me too, ultimately, I can only see the world through my own eyes. I can come to try to appreciate it through reading books or talking with others, but I ultimately only have my experience. And that's true for you, and that's true for you, and you too. Think about that. The world as we experience it is only going to be here for the duration of our lives. We have no knowledge of the world except for what we read in books from before we were born. We have no idea what's going to happen after we die. There is no spare in our lives. We are the stars. But one of the things Scripture is trying to teach us is that we should not place ourselves at the center of our own stories. We should be placing God in Jesus there. And then that can lead us to have an attitude to serve and to love and to care for others. And that can be meaningful. So, I'm not going to write a book about Joseph, and I'm sure I could write a book that would sell many, many copies in the evangelical world. Or maybe I could write a book that would be popular in the secular world. There are lots of blank spaces in Joseph's story. But we do know that Joseph was righteous. We do know that Joseph cared about Mary. We can presume that Joseph cared about Jesus and his other children. Remember, Jesus had siblings, and they mattered too. And they were part of the early church. So, again, I want to repeat that there are no spares in God's economy. We're all primary. We all matter. And during the season of carols and festive lights, I hope that you're able to enter into the joy and to the giving and the grace that is being shared. And if not, let us know what we can do for you here at the church, because we are a community where everybody counts. Now, I could go on and on, but I've been told that there's a big soccer game going on today. There's also a football game going on this afternoon. So there's plenty of sports to consume our attention, and I will wrap up my message now and wish all of you the best of the season and the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus. Let us pray. Holy and gracious God, we thank you for the gift of Jesus and all the gifts that have flowed from him. Help us to share them with others and allow us to receive that gift fully. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.